When you think of all the professionals involved in making movies in Massachusetts, you probably think first about the actors, directors, writers, or cinematographers. But there's another niche in the film industry here. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us into the wardrobe, where the film costumes are created.
For a few months a year, Virginia Johnson gets to focus her attention on running Gather Here, a yarn and crafting store she owns in Cambridge. But the rest of the time, her staff has to do that because she's completely absorbed in her other job as a costume supervisor.
It's pretty crazy. And people often ask, so you must get to sew all the time. And I have to tell them, actually, spend a lot of time on a computer because I'm one of the first people on that breaks down the script.
Johnson analyzes every scene in the film she works on early in the pre-production process. That way, she can predict how much clothing will be needed when they finally shoot. Then her team of tailors, stitchers, costumers, production assistants, and shoppers gets to work.
We're storytellers in everything we do, like how we're dressing people. We're just enhancing the story and helping you take that journey.
Johnson has just wrapped the Whitey Bulger biopic Black Mass. Of the 20 or so people in that film's costume department, she says all but two are from this area.
We all have really specific tasks, and like we do it really well. And if you don't fill those roles and have people that are really good in those roles, then the system falls apart.
One of the people Johnson has relied on in the past is Hannah Lee Milne. Milne shopped for Black Mass, but she's also been a key costumer on other films. Key costumers handle the principal actors' wardrobes, but also oversee the care of every article of clothing in the department. Each one needs to be prepped, cleaned, and set for every single shot. If the script calls for a dress or suit to be perfectly pressed or perfectly grungy, bloody, or ripped, Milne makes sure it happens. Then there's continuity, which is making the costumes appear the same from shot to shot. Milne says every costume department is obsessed with it.
It's a very detailed process of what we do to track that clothing.
These days, the costume department uses a new locally designed app that organizes that information into a shared database. But even with that app, Milne finds every film she works on is a gauntlet of problem solving.
When somebody says, hey, my zipper broke, you're like, oh, what kind of break do you mean? What's the situation here? Do I need to zipper wax it? Do we need to put a whole new zipper in? Can we rig it somehow? Can I sew you into that? How can we make this work?
Milne has done this for actors on American Hustle, Moonrise Kingdom, Captain Phillips, and RIPD.
So what's in here? Let's see. There's a camera.
Her costumer's kit is packed with tools and remedies.
Lots and lots of safety pins in various colors and sizes. Piece of fur from Jen Lawrence's coat on Hustle that I shoved in there. Many, many stain removers. Some hairspray, some shaving cream. Shaving cream takes out fake blood.
If Milne can't conquer the fake blood or some other stain with shaving cream, Supervisor Virginia Johnson turns to another local.
I mean, I've used the same dry cleaner for the last 7 years on every single movie.
His name is Farshad Sayan, and he owns Clever Green Cleaners, based in Medford. Sayan took in about 5,000 pieces of clothing from Black Mass and says the bill was around $40,000. He's worked on 40 films in all and is proud to be Hollywood's dry cleaner in Massachusetts. His wall is covered with autographed photos of stars, and he marvels at costume supervisors like Virginia Johnson.
Some of them are so meticulous. And the one thing that I have learned is just I cannot have access to how much pressure they're under. It just gives a whole new perspective.
There is one artist on Virginia Johnson's Black Mass team who's got a really unusual title, Ager Dyer.
I will throw her a leather coat that I say, this needs to look 10 years older. And exactly like this leather coat that we found in this vintage store that we've already used. Paint it, crackle it, do whatever you need to do, soften it up, but I'm going to use it on a photo double tomorrow.
The first thing I did was take a belt sander to it. So
Then I think I put it in the washing machine. I've definitely beaten up some beautiful clothing. Really wrecked some things.
Jill Tebow uses a small power tool to make a black leather belt look like it's from the 70s. For the movie R.I.P.D., the aged dyer says she shredded a $2,500 Italian suit.
It's a really tight niche, and I feel really lucky because it didn't exist in Boston years ago. And I've sort of been trying to carve out this role at a glacial pace over the last few years.
Now Tebow says she has no problem finding work during the filmmaking season in Massachusetts, which starts in late winter, early spring, and ends around Thanksgiving. She says some people might find it odd, but recreating ring around the collar and sweat stains on shirts worn by actors playing drug dealers is something she finds remarkably fulfilling. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.